Arizona was the second fastest growing state in the 1990s, expanding its population by 40% and gaining two new seats in Congress. One of those new seats is in the state's southwest, and it may well be won by a Hispanic, making Arizona part of the story of growing Hispanic power in American politics. NPR's Linda Wertheimer has this look at the emergence of the Hispanic voter in Arizona.
Last week, one of the leading Hispanic candidates for the newly drawn 7th District of Arizona kicked off his campaign with a political fiesta in an old dance hall in South Tucson. It was a celebration that reflected the Hispanic influence in this area. There was Mexican food and music and a typical Tucson swirl of Latinos and Anglos, elderly people and babies, suits and boots. Sonido de México, the sound of Mexico. Local teenagers in traditional costumes played mariachi music, waitresses sold beer, campaign workers took up donations, and a beautiful young girl who is blind brought down the house singing the national anthem. Raul Grijalva resigned as chair of the Pima County Board of Supervisors to run for this new seat. Among labor leaders on hand for Grijalva was Dolores Huerta, co-founder with Cesar Chavez of the Farm Workers Union. She warmed up the crowd for the candidate.
Who are we going to work for and vote for to send to the U.S. Congress?
Raul Grijalva! When I get elected to Congress, when that day happens.
Although Arizona was the home of Barry Goldwater, the patron saint of a generation of conservative Republicans, the state's politics are beginning to shift to the center. The area's Hispanics have traditionally voted Democratic. Now there are also Middle Westerners retiring here and Californians moving in. The new congressional map reflects the new realities. To consolidate Republican strength and keep incumbents safe, an independent commission separated the more liberal city of Tucson from the conservative suburbs of Phoenix, creating a Democratic, possibly Hispanic, new 7th district. That means the local power Hispanics have had in southern Arizona could now move out onto the national stage. As a popular elected official, Grijalva is the favorite going in, but 6 of the 9 candidates are Hispanic, and there's concern that the vote could splinter and throw the seat to a non-Hispanic. John Garcia is a political scientist at the University of Arizona. He says it won't work that way.
The Anglo vote may also be diffused among not only the non-Hispanic candidates, but among Hispanic candidates. So potentially, it's then who are the stronger candidates going to get broader appeals across racial, ethnic lines or other types of characteristics.
The other candidate considered a frontrunner is not Hispanic. State Senator Elaine Richardson is also a proven vote-getter across ethnic lines in Tucson. Because she's one of the few women around the country with a chance of capturing a congressional seat this fall, outside groups like Emily's List are already sending money. Raul Grijalva believes he'll have Hispanic voters turning out in greater numbers because for the first time they will not be outvoted by conservatives to the north. But Grijalva is also reaching out to environmentally concerned voters, support he's had in his previous countywide campaigns.
I'll be honest with you, careful not to put a label on this district. This race is not about gender versus race. It's not about those kinds of issues. I think the people in this area are very excited. Not only are they excited about the possibility of electing a Latino in parts of our community, but they're also excited about returning a voice for this region back to Congress and a voice that'll also have some impact at the state level.
Raul Grijalva says he'll keep it simple and run on jobs, Social Security, and humane, logical border policies. Elaine Richardson lists the same issues and says she has delivered for people who live in the new district. In fact, there is very little difference between them on issues. Richardson says other differences won't matter.
I have a 51% Hispanic district, and I think people are voting for my record, what I do for them, not how I spell my name. I'm Italian. Maybe that's not minority enough.
Elaine Richardson's maiden name is Panzarella. she will make a special appeal to women voters.
Not only do I come to the table understanding the issues for women, I've lived many of them. I've lived through issues of being a single parent without benefit of child support. I've lived through some issues of an abusive marriage. I've lived through sitting next to someone who probably does half the work that I do and I'm receiving half the pay. So when I say I've lived these issues, I don't have a sad story. I have a story that I think is wonderful.
We gathered a group of middle-class Hispanic professional women at a popular Tucson restaurant called El Charo to talk about this race. Most of them work at the University of Arizona. They voted for both Grijalva and Richardson in other elections. Grijalva has the edge with this group, but they say they won't support just any Hispanic. Maria Teresa Velez is Associate Dean of the Graduate College at the university.
Yeah, the quality
Joe Blow Hispanic is not going to cut it. It has to be somebody very smart, with a lot of reputation, with a lot of integrity, and someone that really represents the whole community, not just Hispanics.
Socorro Carrizosa is the director of Chicano Hispanic Student Affairs at the university and the only member of our group who plans to vote based on ethnicity. She doesn't want to lose this chance.
This is the one opportunity that we're going to have, possibly for a very long time, because once someone is elected to Congress, it's rare that there's a change within the 2 years, within 4 years, and this is our opportunity right now.
I asked if the rest of this new district would be comfortable with a representative from the Hispanic community. These women echoed what we heard from others we consulted. What distinguishes Southern Arizona from other places with large Hispanic populations is its long history. Mercy Valencia manages the university's real estate.
It's one of the beauties of Tucson and why it's been able, I think, to maintain the Hispanic culture is that it was established as a presidio. A fort that was established here before the United States was made a country.
Rosalie, let me ask, did you want to add something?
I was just going to say, it's not unusual to find families here that go back five, six, seven generations. In Tucson, these families and other families that come in, I mean, they participate, they're part of the fabric of life, the fabric of politics, of governing.
That was Rosalie Robles-Crow. She edits the university alumni newsletter. Look around you, these women said, at the architecture, at the street signs, at this restaurant. Hispanic culture is the culture of this part of the state. Tucson's diversity works. Well then, we asked, would these politically liberal women consider voting for a woman, for Elaine Richardson? Hermi Cubillo runs a job training program.
Of what I know, she's been at least right on the issues that I've been most interested in. I think that it would be someone who at least would carry on the issues that are important to me.
Maria Teresa.
I have supported her in the past. Compared to other candidates, she was my candidate. But everything is relative.
Socorro.
I did want to consider her, but I can't step back from what I feel is so important to us right now, and knowing that we have qualified candidates, Hispanic candidates, and the need for that to happen. It's critical for me, and I need to support the Hispanic candidate.
You just heard from Maria Teresa Velez and Socorro Carrizosa talking about how changes in Arizona will mean new influence for their community on Election Day. I'm Linda Wertheimer, NPR News, Tucson, Arizona.